Yes, and it was so easy to get along here with any kind of nationality. In fact, back in those days, of course, they were the Depression days. The houses, they were never locked. At nighttime, well, there's nothing to steal, really, back in those days. But we got along just fine. I'd like to, if I were to live someplace, or just born, you know, let's say when I was a kid, I would like to start all over right here in the neighborhood. One thing I would do, instead of all of us, a lot of us moving out of this neighborhood, we should have all stayed and really work on the neighborhood, on the houses and so forth. I think we would have been that much better off. Another good thing here about Lincoln Place is, the bakery shop is just right here, right next to the clubhouse. And that bread was just, that pita bread, it was called, was fantastic bread, I'm telling you. At home, we had about four of us kids. We take turns every day during the week. We would take turns of going there. And if you went twice instead of only once, you were much better off. Because twice is when you go and you stick your hand in that pita bread, stick it and get the inside, some of the inside, and eat some of that while you're ready to go, while you're on your way home to have supper. So that is why we did not get mad we did not argue with the parents about going to get the bread. Another good thing about this place here, Lincoln Place, we had the clubhouse here. I know it was good for soccer when I got it started. It was a lot of help. And also, going back a little further, basketball here, you can play anybody can play basketball here, I'm telling you. But what was good about this place, it would train. You had a place to train for basketball, play it almost every day. In the wintertime, summertime, it doesn't matter. They would be in here playing basketball. We all love to play basketball. And in fact, we won the state. We won that one time. That's with Andy Phillips. He just lives only a half a block from the clubhouse here. And there were like about seven or eight others. There were Armenians, there were whatever, or Bulgarians, whatever, here that played basketball. Mm-hmm. And on the basketball team, when they won state, there were four starters from Lincoln Place and one from uptown. So this place really helped in that way. So it also helped the soccer. There's a lot of them from Lincoln Place playing on the soccer team. On the state, when they won the state cup. Mm-hmm. Won the state cup 10 times. That's fantastic. And this is the main start right here. Andy Phillips is a very good friend of mine. I used to follow him. I used to follow him when he played in St. Louis, going way back. On TV, I used to watch. In fact, the last team he played with was with with the Celtics, the Boston Celtics. Mm-hmm. He played for, he was going to play only 1 year. That's when he was getting up their name. They begged him to play at least one more year. And he did play. And he was like the sixth man on the team. A sixth man is like a starter basketball. He was fantastic. And he was quite a person too. He's quite a guy. He played also, the Chicago Stags. That's when they came over to play against the Bombers. That was the first time. I think I was only like 16 or 17 years old when I went out there to watch him play. Then basketball started picking up pretty good, and then he played for Philadelphia. He also played, well, he played with a couple other teams, and he got around pretty good. Oh, before he played professionally, He played with the Whiskers from, what are they called, from Illinois? Illini?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. That's in Champaign. And he had to be All-American before he turned pro. He was quite a player, this guy. I like him. What I'd like to say here, I've been trying to get a hold, I got a hold of a couple of guys that could have gotten me some pictures and names of the players that we had back then when we first started. And there were a lot of players. You don't have to really have their names, probably. But it would be, might be a good thing. But there were a lot of them that played on the high school state cup. In those 10 years, there were quite a few from Lincoln days. A lot of Mexican boys, Armenians, Bulgarians, there we go. All of them, not of them Lincoln played, but all that played soccer. All the time. So they were a big help. And that's where this place right here, Lincoln Place House Club, right? This club has done a lot of good for me. I can remember from Lincoln Place, we used to walk all the way downtown.
You know, all the way downtown?
All the way to the Washington School. This on a Friday. That's when our parents got paid. Oh, that's when we got paid, let's put it that way. We would get 15 cents. I think they were all in cahoots. All the fathers were in cahoots. They every one of us would get 15 cents. Then we would ask each other, how much did you get? You know, well, everybody said 15 cents, so they were all together. How much we should get on our second Friday of the month. So anyway, we would get the change, and everybody would put a penny. We made sure there was 10 or 11, 11, to put a penny, 11 of us. Everybody would put a penny in, we would have 11 cents. At Washington School, one person would go in, buy the tickets, buy 10 tickets, because they cost only, for one penny, it would cost, no, buy only one ticket. But one penny would be 10 cents a ticket. That's how much it cost to get in. So he would get in. As he gets in, he's looking around, he knows where to go. He's going to the one door on the side, or it's in the back, right? And all of us are standing behind Washington School. We're all in line, because we got to run in there like Olympic runners, you know. So he'd look around, and then he would open the door. Then we'd all go in, we'd run in like, I don't know, we'd go upstairs, then go on the other side from upstairs, go downstairs from the other side, and like if you already, been, everybody's bought their ticket.
Oh, it's not, you had
and
a one.
Sometimes, the player that's going in, ready to open the door, and there's Chris, Pashoff or something like that. Chris, he would be over there with his hands, arms tied up. Then he'd look over there by the door, and he would act like he didn't see us. Then he'd let us go, but he saw us. But then there's time. That he would look at the door over there, and then he'd see the manager, his boss. Then he'd come over and he'd holler out, get out of here, you know. Crazy guys, get out, get out. That's the only time when... I'm telling you. we used to have some great times. But by spending only one penny out of 15 cents, how much do we have?
14 cents left.
Okay, 4 cents. You don't have to spend 4 cents to really eat a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you don't have to spend 15 cents or whatever. But 4 cents out of the 14 cents, you use that to buy, okay. You can buy all kinds of candy, popcorn, soda, for 4 cents.
Wow.
That's back in the Depression days. We had some great times. Man, oh man. Oh, another one I'll tell you about. Is it still on? Another one I'll tell you about is the dime store. The dime store, we go in the dime store, and one guy, somebody there at the dime store says, "Hey, what are you guys, this is summertime. Why are you wearing those sweaters?" "Oh, we're gonna, that's the way that our coach told us, at the school told us how to work out. You know, we have to wear like a sweater and work up a sweat, that's why." "Well, you don't have to work out in here, do you?" "No, we just come in here, we might buy some candy and that, you know, or soda, and then keep on running outside." "Well, no, that's not, that wasn't the thing to do. The real thing is, one guy, you know, put like about 10 to 15 comic books under the sweater. Somebody else would probably get something else. You know, everybody took their turn. And we walk out of that dime store, like if we were, how should I say that? No, I can't say that. Like if we were pregnant."
Oh, what a sight that would have been.
I'm telling you, those were the great days. Those were good days, believe me. Good days. Then there's the YMCA. That's another good place to go, right? I go there now. You go there three times a week. I work out. This is what all the kids that are just starting in soccer, let's say they're about like 10-year-olds on up. Like at the YMCA, I used to work out in the gymnasium floor using the walls, you know. And as the ball comes to me, a moving ball, use the right foot, and next time left foot, keep on trying to switch almost every time, you know. And that's the way to do it. There's so many ways of teaching these kids. Now, for instance, now, and I just found out about 2 months ago, that I could use the racquetball court. I thought they had already taken that down. I says, "Oh, okay, all right." So I bring my soccer ball with me. I go up there and I use the walls, use the corners of the walls. And that really makes you really hustle more. There again, left foot, right foot, things like that. Beautiful. The outside part of the foot, outside or inset. I'm telling you, it would help a lot of kids to do that. So I am still doing something like that. I learned all of that in Mexico, using the wall. I learned all of that by myself. I used to get up around 5:30 in the morning, get out to the ball, to the park over there. And I used to run first. I didn't have a bike. I couldn't afford it. Anyway, I used to run. It's like about 10 to 12 blocks. And then I would work out there. This is early in the morning, about 6 o'clock. By 7 o'clock, I'm running back home and then to school. I'm telling you, that's where I learned how to use the fronton court. It's like a hi-a-li, you know. It hits the wall is way up high, the front wall. Then the sidewalk, it kind of starts going way back. Good. Really helped me out a lot. But that's where you got to spend a lot of time in something like that. That's for the kids. The ones from here from Lincoln Place, they learn a lot. They got so good that they would fake me out real easy sometimes. As far as all the coaches that came up to the program and the kids, once the program got started, the parents were, well, they were a lot of help. And they all wanted to help. Not only to just one thing, like coaching, but they would also volunteer as to mark the field, cut the grass, set up the nets. They all took turns, and they were all glad to really help, and also to be coaches, of course. And they learned how to be good coaches. A lot of them did. Some of them were good referees. They all are. The two main ones that really helped in the program as far as Brandon, here in Lincoln Place, were two youngsters. Stanley Valencia.
Mm-hmm.
Stanley, do you know him? Valencia. And the other one is Terry Valencia, his older brother, a year older. And they, I had to run after them. They were always trying to hide from me. Once I caught them, then I'd get them to help out. From the beginning, putting up goalposts, setting up nets, everything. I'm telling you. And they were all, the program was in, all playing in, all the kids were playing in the wintertime, cold weather. And they all enjoyed it. They really enjoyed it. So those two, then of course you have others, you know, but so many kids that came in through the clubhouse here and to learn how to play soccer and basketball, whatever. But the program turned out so good that when the high school started, they won state cup 10 times. And had players. I have one thing at home, but it says real good how many times, like every 3 or 4 years, they come in with players, and then another 4 years later, and then another 4 years. Not all at one time, you know what I mean?
Right.
And the high school was fed real good with outstanding players, good players. Good coach was Bob Kehoe from North High School and Gene Baker at South. Fantastic. Now North never won a state cup, but they went to the finals 3 times. So one time they almost won it, or maybe 2 times. But anyway, they were a good team also. Collinsville won like about 4 times so far. Alton didn't come through, but they had some pretty good teams. We had a good program, very well set up. It's like the minor leagues of soccer, you know. Mm-hmm. Well, they were well trained. We had a lot of good coaches, foreign coaches, like Willie Syme.
Mm-hmm.
Willie Syme is the one that moved to Collinsville and started over there. I helped him over there in Collinsville, and he got going good. That once I saw that going all over, like in Alton and Wood River, Belleville, all of these places, and then the Springfield. Then I was taking teams over to St. Louis to play over there. The ones that were like 13 and 14 years old, like in the that's the middle school. Well, in middle school here, Mamioki or Grigsby, they had football teams. There's no soccer there. So a lot of them played football, but the ones that played soccer, and I would take them to St. Louis, they were the good ones. I mean, most of them were the better players, the best players in soccer. And that's why we did a very good job of them.
And that concludes the interview with Mr. Ruben Mendoza.